Food on breakfast. Breakfast. Food. It's breakfast food with Delaney Miz.
All right, Mikey's run away. Mikey can't keep away from David Slack, so we're going to crack on into it.
Good morning.
Good morning, Delaney.
Oh, he's there.
How are you?
He's here.
He's just having a jog.
Look at that.
There you go.
Barely got time to fill in my routine.
It's breakfast food time.
So naturally, I finished my set and How are you going, Delaney?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
I remember last week and the week before when you said that, you know, you think maybe you're going to bring in some food.
Yeah. You know what I brought? Fresh Omaha blueberries.
A nice coffee and some blueberries. Yeah! Let's do it!
Okay. I've run out of time to bake.
You know what?
I get stuck in traffic and, I don't know, anyway, Christmas-related, you know, errands to run.
Yeah, true.
And last night I was at the Lululemon Mindful Market selling cookbooks. Hey. It's on tonight again at 7 p.m. Yeah, I sold a couple.
Yeah.
Come on by if you haven't got a Christmas present and want to
buy. Is it like Santa? Is she there?
No.
Huh.
But I'm also selling the best wooden spoons and some cute tea towels.
Our mum used to discipline us with a wooden spoon.
Oh, no, don't. No, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's great.
It's not legal anymore, is it?
No,
so.
No. She wouldn't do it now because of that loan.
Very good. Now, the thing is, you know, Christmas baking, it gets a time of year where there's lots of treats, but I wanted to move the focus away from Christmas treats and onto summer fruit, which is favourite things about summer.
I'm going to have to address this. I just said, turn around, I said, Sarah's not really into summer fruit. And I look around her and she's actually genuinely not that into summer fruit.
Stone
fruit. Not a massive fan of stone fruit.
Oh, okay, Sarah, you're breaking my heart.
Sorry.
Ripped it out and stomped it on the ground.
Jesus' birthday, you guys. Come on.
It's like that Eddie Izzard routine about pears. Like, they're good for a day, and before that, they're either too.
Oh, I've said there wasn't you crap on about bloody all sorts of vegetables and meats and products.
Meats and shit.
And you're like.
Oh, give stone fruit
give
a time
fruit
in the
a
sun.
Run, man. What about cherries?
What about
at the
cherries?
Okay. Yum! Cherries. Hawke's Bay cherries, come on down.
Central Otago.
Cheers, definitely.
I'll take it. So, now one controversial thing is fruit.
Hands on hips, tarufa.
Yep, is fruit in salad.
Sarah, your thoughts? Oh, look at that.
Sarah's not into it.
I'm actually with Sarah on this one.
Yeah, Mikey's not into it.
Nadia Lim, big proponent of the fruit in the salad.
Yeah, it's polarizing. It's as polarizing as pineapple on pizza, of which I am a fan.
I don't have a problem with pineapple on pizza.
We're finding out a lot about each other today, Delaney.
As a vegetarian, a hell pizza, damned vegetarian pizza with pineapple and jalapeno. Boom, shakalaka,
And the sweet together. Well, if you do like fruit in a salad, a very easy, simple one at this time of year, which I actually put on Instagram the other day.
We don't like fruit in a salad, though. We're still trying to explain.
A couple of avocados sliced up, a couple of peaches, some fresh mint, some lemon juice, sea salt and pepper.
Yes!
It's a salad. Maybe a drizzle of olive oil if you fancy it, but you don't need it.
What was the first thing?
Avocado.
Yep.
Peach.
Yep.
Lemon juice.
Yep.
Fresh mint.
So where's the fruit there?
Peach.
Yeah, that doesn't count. Peaches don't count.
Yeah. Anyway, that's one of my favourites. Oh, halloumi. I forgot the most important part of the salad. Chuck a block of halloumi in there after you've fried it.
A block?
Yeah, but
hey, come on. What about a few tips on to make halloumi sound? Because there's the difference between making halloumi, which is a cheese for those people who don't know. Halloumi's delicious. There's making it yummy and then there's making it delicious.
Yeah.
How do you make it delicious?
Well, I think my favourite brand, I'm not sponsored by them, they don't give me free stuff, but my favourite brand is Zany Zeus. They're in Lower Hutt in Wellington. And you can buy it at Faro Fresh. And their halloumi is so good. It's traditionally made. It's got little bits of dry mint in the
This is what sells you by the sound of things. It's mint.
And it just crisps up beautifully. Honestly think a squeeze of fresh lemon juice just as you take it out of the pan, that's what makes it delicious.
You mean an exiting, lemon juice on exit?
Yeah, lemon juice on exit.
Welcome back into the country. Welcome back into the country. Thanks. Can you go through passport control but with a lemon?
Yep, that's it. That's my trick for halloumi. And, I mean, obviously, cutting it thick enough so that you still get a bit of... you know, it's not
bit
too
bounce,
thin.
Bit
yeah, bit of bounce. Because if you cut it too thin and it's just crispy, like good for some things. But I like a bit of bounce in there between the crisp. especially in that salad with avocado and peach. Or nectarine if you prefer. So, I mean, I'm all about stone fruit. If you get a glut of peaches.
A glut. A log jam.
Nigel Slater, who's a great cook, and he's a UK-based cook. He has a peach pie recipe online, which is truly something.
His desserts are quite on point.
Just very
they?
Simple, very seasonal. And his peach pie is an absolute treat. Very simple food processor pastry.
You know what? A gentleman is not going to be disappointed when a lady says his peach pie is an absolute treat.
It's true. but yes, I got these.
What did you think of my peach pie?
It was an absolute
funny
treat.
Aww. It was delicious.
So also, sticking with fruit, went up to Omaha on Saturday.
Yeah, jockeys.
Beautiful. but so roadside stall, fresh blueberries, fresh strawberries, and real fruit ice cream.
Honesty box?
No, there was a person. Okay, yeah. There were lots of honesty box places.
Love honesty boxes. Love it.
I dealt with a real life person who took my money. Yep. And
Gave me change?
Yes. Fresh strawberry, real fruit ice cream. It was my first one of the season.
Mm. Oh, what fruit did you go for?
Strawberry. Fresh strawberry.
Yeah.
And then took some strawberries back home. And the strawberries are just so good this year. They're just really sweet and delicious.
I like the way that I know that you said this year, because we've had some real shitters in the
past.
Like
they went really bad for a while.
Like for a while there, it just felt like you're biting someone's knee or something. There's flavourless, unsucculent.
Yep.
And just a bother, to be honest.
I agree.
But this year I've stopped.
Mm.
And I've gone, hey, hang on, what the?
Yeah, it's a truly delicious strawberry.
It's a truly delicious strawberry.
I haven't got to the bottom of it, but I don't know. I'm going to try and find out. Because
changing government?
Definitely. Yeah, thanks, Labour. The strawberries are great.
Okay, a few hints coming here. Soak halloumi for 2 hours in fresh water before you cook.
No.
Okay, that's a no from our lady there. That's a solid.
Like I said, the Zany Zeus one is sort of in a little bit of liquid in its sealed pack. So
it's like sort of sits there and exists in its own sweat.
It's in a brine, I guess. So, sweet. I mean, I'm with you there, caller.
Halloumi's cooked on the stone is better than halloumi cooked in a pan, says another texter.
Stone?
On a stone. Hot stone cooking. Hot stone.
I'm interested. I mean, I've got a cast iron fry pan, which does a pretty good job.
Yeah, modern. Yeah, flash. Let's talk, especially at this time of year when you're thinking about Christmas gifts, for when you're thinking like hardware in the kitchen. Let's just stray away from food. What are two fantastic things you could buy any chef or foodie
if you,
in your life?
If you're feeling flush and...
Not really.
No? Okay. No? Well, I mean, if anyone out there's got a bit of cash to splash, I have a nonstick Le Creuset frying pan.
Honestly,
I have like an emotional attachment to it. It's the most beautiful piece of hardware in my kitchen. It cooks everything beautifully. It's quite deep dish, so you can use it for everything. But they're about $280. So.
Yeah, but you know, that's $280 well spent, obviously, in your mind.
Honestly, I can't get enough of my Le Creuset frying pan. On the lower end.
Yeah, I was going to say for people who are on a bit more tighter budget.
Okay, so on the lower end of the scale, this is what I gave to my Secret Santa this year, is a mini rubber spatula. So it's the French ones that are white,
A spatularette.
Yeah, a spatularette. It's small, so it's not a normal size spatula, it's mini. And honestly, for scraping out, I'm just going to leave.
I was imagining in a reality TV show where there's just a spatula and all these other.
Yeah.
All these other kitchen implements.
A single lady who cooks or something.
All trying to vie for the spatula's attention.
But a mini spatula just gets into all the little nooks and crannies that you can't get to with a normal size spatula.
You know, and that's, so you can get food out of those nooks and crannies. Delicious chocolate icing.
Especially jars.
Jars,
All jar sorts. Rastafari. So that's actually surprisingly useful.
How much are you talking? $1.20?
Oh, $10.
$10?
Yeah.
Yeah, where would you buy that?
Father Rabbit.
What's
or
that?
Millie's.
Oh, yeah.
Father Rabbit's a homeware store. Millie's is a kitchen.
Millie's, as someone who's just crap at cooking, I walk into Millie's, I'm out of my league, you know? Mm. It's like walking into a merchant bank or something.
Yeah.
Just feel, I'm not up to speed on that.
Yeah. But there's lots of other
record shop, yep, hard out.
That
you know?
Are a bit more,
toy shop, boom.
toy shops.
Millie's, no.
Get in there. Not for you.
Not for me. Hey, I'm Delaney, any last thoughts for this holiday season as we prepare to release the pressure?
Well, I know we talked about a couple of weeks ago, you know, just sharing with those around you, your neighbours, your community, getting amongst. I noticed you touched on the tin tomato debate earlier. That whole thing is all about just, you know, giving with love, and
putting a bit of thought into it.
Gluttonous, excessive time. So think of those, and you know, have a think about what you can do for those less fortunate. And I liked that you talked about, you know, empathy. It's not overly food related, but
it is in that respect, and you know, like just like this, like we said for the last couple of weeks too. You know, there's not just hungry people.
Yeah,
there's some real lonely people at this time of the year as well. You know, well, everywhere.
Yeah,
there's people who Christmas to them. There's not going to be any phone calls. There's not going to be any.
Yep.
Anyone coming around, they're not going to go around anywhere. They're going to sit there and probably watch TV if they've got a TV.
Yeah.
You know, and just, you know, maybe just go chuck a mince pie that way. You know,
just totally. Just a little thoughtful gift.
Yeah. And it's not about making yourself look good. It's making them have a little bit of a better day.
Yeah.
Just once.
And then on food, I'm keeping it real simple with Christmas meal, seasonal veggies.
Celery.
Meat.
Nope.
And then just all the desserts. Trifle.
Right on.
Christmas pudding.
All right.
Have a great one, though.
Merry Christmas, Delaney. Thank you.
Christmas.
We'd love to have you back as soon as possible, please, on the breakfast show next year.
Yes, thank you.
It'll be 2018.
Yes.
Year of the...
Trifle. I've just got trifle on my brain.
Trifle.
Year of the trifle. 2018, year of the trifle. You heard it here first.
I guess the year's a wee bit like a trifle too, isn't it?
Because layered.
It's just, yeah, layered. So many
gets
layers.
Gets a bit soggy by the end.
Some sweet sound.
Some
boozy,
some creamy. Yeah.
Nom, 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 nom. That was Breakfast Food with Delaney Mears.